Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, Rabbits.
Beers, beers and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Hello, hello. Wowee. What a teamless Tuesday. Round 10 in the books. A lot has happened. Just giving you a quick look over the team before I give you guys my initial reactions. Carnage. There's been a lot of droppings, a lot of injury inclusions, players dropped to the bench that are unexcusable, but yeah, definitely a lot to talk about this teamless Tuesday. No podcast yesterday. Joe was unwell, unfortunately, and I really wasn't feeling up to it, so good to have a day off. Recharge the battery, so to speak. It's always good to have a bit of a break, but we are back into it Tuesday, one of the busiest days of the week. Magic round, first game of the week, Tigers, Knights, and a lot of changes here for Mike Maguire. We see Zach Sini drop out, we see Jake Simkin drop to the bench, we see Jacob Little come back into the starting side, Jock Madden on the bench as well, Sean Bloor on the bench, Thomas McKaylee, Luke Brooks, Moses Mbai at 6, Adam Dewey in the centres. So look, Adam Dewey's been the Tigers' best player all year, so what does Mike Maguire decide to do? Put him in the centres. Probably marking up against Bradman Best, which, is a recipe for disaster, I think. If you own Best, if you bought him in last week, I'd be licking your lips at this matchup. I don't understand the move here from Michael Maguire. If anyone's got to be dropped, it's got to be Brooks. Bring Madden in. I think Simpkins fine. If you put him in the starting side, just leave him there, let him develop. As for the Knights, a lot of people have been messaging me regarding Mitch Barnett, Connor Watson, so to speak. Look, Joe and I will touch on that tomorrow in the longer extended version of the Teamless Tuesday breakdown, but things are much the same for them. There's a couple of ins, couple of outs. The backline's Ponga, Toa, Talau, Best, Musgroves, Mann, and Croslin. Front row, Clemmer, Brayley, Saifidi, Frizzell, Fitzgibbon, Barnett, Bench, Watson, Saifidi, Sewer, and Jones. But yeah, I think the big talking point for this is the Tiger shake-up. Where does that leave Jake Simkin? Look, he was looking like a fantastic round 13 option. I was looking at nearly filling the entire side for round 13. It's going up in smokes week by week, and I'm sure you guys are the same. Watson and Barnett, another intriguing matchup in terms of minutes and what's going to happen with them and their productivity. Like I said, we'll touch on that in detail tomorrow, but definitely one to watch out for. That Fitzgibbon has started and played big minutes as well. The Seagulls take on the Broncos. Seagulls 1-2-17 by the looks of it, the same as last week. No need to change a winning formula. For the Broncos, Pat Carrigan is out with that injury. That sees Thomas Flegler moved to 13. There was talk about Payne Haas potentially playing 13, but he stays in the front row with Matt Lodge. It was interesting to see which way they went. People were happy if Haas was named at 13. I don't see his production changing too much just with the way they play. Pat Carrigan isn't a fantastic ball player, and they don't play in that mold, so I wouldn't expect to see Payne Haas do the same thing. For this matchup, people are going to be jumping all over Tom Trbojevic for captaincy, and I understand why, but Magic Round in Brisbane. Definitely consider the Broncos putting up a bit of a fight here and restricting Turbo to a sub-100 score. So I think he's a great VC option. Straight captaining him, though, I'd be wary, even off the back of that fantastic performance that he put in last week. The next game of Magic Round, Bulldogs, Raiders, two sides spiraling out of control. And new coach Trent Barrett has made the axing. Kyle Flanagan is gone from the side. He's onto the extended bench. And look, I think it's a little bit harsh on Flano. He has been playing fantastic, but nor of the Bulldogs. So I think it's a recipe for disaster there for them. We still see no Josh Jackson. Ran off a 20 at 13 for them. The halves pairing is now Wakeham and Avarillo. So yeah, I think it's a little bit tough on Flano, but he's obviously the one they're going to look at being the marquee signing and whatnot. So maybe it's just a bit of a wake-up call for him. Hopefully, obviously, big fan of Flano. Hopefully, he succeeds well. But this happened at the Roosters last year too, and dropped for performance reasons. And then, yeah, who knows what's going to happen with them. For the Raiders, we still see no chance of Klukstar. He is back at training, which is great for them. Caleb Akins holds the fullback position. Simonson, Chris Scott. Sammy Velami, he's on the wing with Jack White and George Williams in the halves. Papali, Starling, Gula, Hadawira, Naira. Whitehead, Hudson, Young at 13. For the bench, we've got Josh Hodgson, Denamis Louis, Corey Horsburgh, Ryan James back into the side as well. So that sees Havili drop to the extended bench. And then, yeah, I think both sides desperate for a win. The Raiders are going to be up for this. And, yeah, I can't see the Bulldogs coming close with a really dysfunctional young rookie halves pairing. I think the change has been made, but I don't think the change is going to bring anything. The Sharks take on the Rabbitohs in a game where I've never seen a team get beat 50-0 and come back as $1.30 favourites the week after. They welcome back Adam Reynolds, who I think is going to be huge for them. Tane Milne comes onto the wing. The centres are Gagai, Burns, Alex Johnson, Cody Walker at fullback, Benji and Adam Reynolds in the halves. I think that's going to be wonderful for them. It's going to be able to set them up fantastically. Yeah, not much to say about the Rabbitohs. Kept a very similar side. Liam Knight comes into the starting side in favour of Jai Arrow, who started last week with Cam Murray out, so maybe looking to use Arrow in more of a impact role rather than having him start. For the Sharks, Johnson and Townsend in the halves. The back line is Kennedy, Hirotti, Dugan, Chambers, Tracy, with Ramien out for a couple of weeks with that facial fracture. Dugan's recalled. Forwards are Tolman, Brayley, Woods, Nakora, Graham, Rudolph, Moylan on the bench as well. So if you haven't sold Moylan by now, definitely be doing so. I think he's going to become a bit of a nightmare. Billy Magulius drops out, unfortunately. That sees Andrew Fifita come back into the first grade squad for the first time this year, I'm pretty sure from memory. Next game, Roosters, Cowboys. Roosters, $1.25. Cowboys, $4. Roosters are struggling with injuries. Yeah, a lot of issues for them. Drew Hutchison's out with that punctured lung, cracked rib, whatever you want to call it. Horrible refereeing to not see him and his side awarded the penalty last week thanks to those knees. But yeah, they get a couple of ins. Lachlan Lamb's back into the side. Satili Tupanua's back into the side. So that means Lamb and Walker partner up in the halves. Walker is seriously hurting from all reports. AC injury, getting injected every game. That ankle injury last week as well. Hasn't trained yesterday and today. Yeah, a lot of issues for the Roosters, but they're going to power through. The only other option I can see them doing is potentially bringing Adam Kieran in, who is at the 14 jersey. But another big talking point is that CSC with Takiaho on the bench. So probably put the red line through him for Supercoach. He's not goal-kicking either, so I think his time in the sun's up. He's lost a bit of cash and will happily take the L on that and move on. For the Cowboys, not a whole lot of changes here. They look to be 1-17 from last week with a couple of ins and outs on the extended bench, but 1-17 for the Cowboys. I think the Roosters will be too strong in this game despite all the injuries. The Sunday Arvo game, Warriors take on the Eels, and there is a host of ins and outs for the Eels, obviously with all the COVID-related stuff happening. They line up with Gutherson, Sivo, Opacic, Blake Ferguson, Jacob Arthur in the halves for Dylan Brown, Brad Arthur's son, Mitch Moses, Regal Campbell-Gillard, Reid Marnie, Junior Paulo, Papali'i, Madison Brown, benches Kafusi, Lane, Stone, and Cartwright. Yeah, there was serious issues about them not being able to name a full side. Hayes Dunster, popular Supercoach Cheapy, drops out of the 17. For the Warriors, they see Reece Walsh continue to be on the bench. Bennett Murdoch-Masilla back into the starting side with Josh Curran. The props are Kane Evans and Tanua Brown. Warriors look very, very similar to last week as well, with the addition of Ben Murdoch-Masilla coming back into the starting side. Last two games of the round, Storm Dragons. Ryan Pappenhausen named it 19th man. I think this is mind games from Bellamy personally. I expect to see Pappenhausen line up with potentially shifting Nico Hines to the halves. Right now they've named Riley Jacks there, who is competent. But definitely would like to see Hines play some six and Pappenhausen back into the side. Backline's the same. Addo Carr, Olam, Smith, Jennings, not going to change those there. For the forwards, Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich named it hooker. Interesting because... yeah, no Brandon Smith either, so they're lacking in that department. Tyson Smoothie on the bench, who could fill in a little bit there. Tui Kamakamiko in the back row. Delphin, you can at 13. Yeah, a lot of reshuffling happening here at the Storm, so interesting to see how their number 19 is going to line up and how their number 9 is going to line up, I think, for the Storm. For the Dragons, Dufty, Fierge, Bird, Fuimo, and Ravalara is back into the side. A lot of people are wanting to jump on Max Fierge. I would just be wary about Cody Ramsey sniffing around on the extended bench. He's back from injury. So, yeah, not sure what the plans are with him. If Fiego stays in the side long term, he'd be a great pickup. But, yeah, curious to see how this is used. One man that I was looking at picking up, Josh Maguire as well. Named at 13, played some big minutes last week. So, yeah, curious to see what happens with him being on put on report. But I think that's a lot of the trade targets for me personally. It's just looking at guys that are going to play round 13 and fill in and do a job. But, yeah, Dragons, they're very much similar, apart from the couple of ins that they've got with people coming back from suspension and injury. And the last game of Magic Round, Titans and the Panthers. I think a lot of people are going to be putting the C on Cleary here. A fantastic game from him last week. The Panthers are just clicking left, right, and center. Like, there's no changes from them, apart from Api Coruscant coming back into the hooker role, which sees Mitch Kenny drop to the extendeds. And Kurt Capewell has been dropped out of the side completely, which I assume it is for an injury-related issue from what we were struggling with last week. But that sees Liam Martin come into the starting side. As for the Titans, they remain unchanged as well. Brimson, Don, Kelly, Firma, Sammy, Boyd, Fogarty, Wallace, Rain, Fa'asul Malawi, Proctor, Fafita, Peachy, Fotowaker, SASA, Jolliffe, and Isan Masters gets his start for the Titans off the bench. So a little bit of a utility there. Big body they could use probably in the middle in the forwards if they wanted to, but could see him coming on and just filling a slot in the back line if need be. But yeah, that's Teamless Tuesday for round 10. That's Magic Round done and dusted. Plenty of changes. I would definitely be keeping your phone on you this weekend for any updates that come through for Teamless, because I think there's going to be a lot of them. And I think if you're not paying attention, there's going to be a couple of moves that sting your side. But for now, guys, keep your friends close, keep your pods close, and we'll have a long podcast for you guys tomorrow.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.